You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Internships. So for many people at university, internships probably seem like a necessity in order to get ahead and get a job after you finish up with your studies. Even at universities like AUT, as a part of some degrees, internships are required in order to graduate. And that's resulted in some students quitting their part-time jobs in order to fulfill the requirements. So there's a recent documentary out about this called Call Me Intern. It's directed by Leo David Hyde and Nathalie Berger. And we got in contact and decided to have a chat about it. They are platforming the subject of internships and some of the problems behind them. So we started by having a quick chat about what his documentary was about.
So the project started when me and my partner Nathalie were both looking for jobs, and we could only really find unpaid internships, especially in the kind of international relations sector at the United Nations and other NGOs. And we saw it as a big problem affecting lots of young people in lots of different industries. So we decided that we'd take an unpaid internship to make a film about unpaid internships and the problems they create.
Interesting. Are internships exploitative or are they necessity?
I think with internships there's two key problems. It's that they're exploitative in the sense that many young people end up doing work of value to their employer which isn't remunerated in any way, and also super exclusionary in the sense that only people who can afford to work for free, usually either staying with their parents or having some sort of financial support from their parents, get ahead in these industries. And often they're kind of cultural defining industries like law or media or politics, so obviously that's a big problem.
Mm. When I think about American law specifically, when it comes to internships, there's legality around it saying that it has to benefit the intern, not the employer, saying payment isn't just the promise of a job at the end. It doesn't replace a paid employee, and it's genuinely educational. So there's all those kind of guidelines in place to say, to try and avoid exploitation of internships. Did you find in your time covering this that these kinds of guidelines were adhered to?
I mean, the law depends on each country. It's different depending on jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. But most of the time what you actually see is that interns are doing work. It might be menial work. It might be photocopying. It might be getting coffee for their boss. But it's work that needs to be done by someone in the organization. And ultimately, their work is replacing that of other paid employees. I think there's been a huge trend across the economy where entry-level jobs have disappeared, especially after the recession, and they've been replaced with internships and this kind of key new stepping stone which young people are supposed to go through in order to get access to the labor market.
And does it seem that government entities are taking this problem seriously?
I think the unfortunate thing is that many government entities themselves are part of the problem in the sense that whether it's political parties like Labor in New Zealand or government organizations, often they're some of the biggest users of unpaid interns. One of the characters in our documentary, she did an unpaid internship for the Obama for America campaign. So these are, you know, supposedly kind of liberal politicians who are actually themselves also using unpaid work. And it's great to see that in this latest election round, almost the entire Democratic slate has agreed to pay their interns, which is a great change, which has come about from activism from young people.
What kind of rhetorics did you find coming out from these businesses that are using interns?
Yeah, I think a lot of the rhetoric surrounding internships is part of this kind of very American idea of bootstrapping or pulling yourself up or kind of having to prove yourself somehow. And I think what that kind of masks is that a lot of the time the people who get ahead with these kind of positions are actually relying on privilege. Ultimately, it's because they could afford to work for free, because they could afford to not have to do two other jobs to pay rent, that they were able to get ahead. So I think it's actually a kind of narrative which is supposedly meritocratic in the sense that people can prove themselves, but ultimately it's reinforcing the same inequalities which already exist on a class basis.
Within your documentary, you spoke with quite a few interns, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were some of the stories that you heard coming out?
So, I mean, internships actually, they're kind of exemplary of a whole range of problems across the labor market, one of them being abuse of power. So internships are in a very precarious position. They rely on their boss to get ahead. And so there's many cases of exploitation or abuse, which we found, including one of the characters who we followed who was working for the Obama campaign. So, I mean, that's one element of it. But the other element is just the wider trend where secure jobs are being replaced by, whether it's the gig economy or the Uberization of work, it's an increasing trend for employers to force some of the elements and costs related to work, whether it's social security or insurance or training itself onto the individual rather than assuming that as employer.
And for a lot of people entering the workforce after university, it appears to be this kind of cyclical nature in internships where you're required to have experience to get roles, but if you don't get the role, you don't get the experience. Do you think there is a way in breaking that cycle?
Yeah, the way that I see it is that any job, you're going to experience things. Any job, you're going to learn things. I mean, I think that ultimately what internships are doing is they're kind of reinforcing that experience gap where people are assuming that by taking an internship, they're going to get that experience, is going to break that cycle. But actually what they're often doing is showing to employers that they're willing to work for free and that they don't have as much value in their work as they could. So, I mean, I think in terms of breaking the experience gap, something which needs to come back is the idea of an entry-level job. It's the idea that people can get their first step on the ladder by doing a job and proving themselves that way, that there shouldn't have to be this middle step which is only accessible to some people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.